Lenten devotional for Saturday, April 8th, 2017, was written by the Reverend Dr. Kang Na, Associate Professor of Religion at Westminster College in New Wilmington, Pennsylvania, and Pittsburgh Theological Seminary Board Member. The devotional was based on John chapter 11, verses 28 through 44. Walking through the dark days of Lent can be difficult, even for the most pious among us, because we forget, for much of the time on most days, that we are in Lent. Furthermore, Easter, the light at the end of the tunnel, can rob Lent of its human reality by injecting a subtle dose of docetism, the doctrine that Christ was only divine, not really human, and therefore did not really suffer. Oddly, wonderfully, it is John's very divine portrait of Jesus that shows us his true humanity. Jesus was very upset about Lazarus' death. He wept while assuring Martha of resurrection hope. On this eve of Passion Sunday and Passion Week, which brings us to the crucifixion death of Jesus, we remember that much of life is like Lent. On this side of the empty tomb, there is suffering, which is what passion means, and lots of it. Even if shy of Job's devastation, our lives are punctuated by pain and prayers of desperation. And as Ecclesiastes reminds us, echoing Genesis 3:19, we will all die. The amazing mystery of Jesus' humanity reminds us of our very own humanity that is all too tempted to leap to Easter joy. But we cannot afford to be docetic, especially during Lent, especially during Holy Week, especially on Good Friday. By meditating on Jesus' sorrow at Lazarus' death, we can properly contemplate the divine mystery of Jesus' own suffering and death. And only through meditating on his passion can we glimpse the profound mystery of Easter joy, of which we shall not yet speak. Let us pray. O God of mystery, root us in your immeasurable love as we continue our walk through Lent, that we may truly embrace Jesus' humanity and thereby also ours. Keep us faithful and hopeful in the love and humanity of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.